Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's time for high school football here on WCDO. This is Harry Graves this afternoon in Harpersville, New York, for the contest between the Deposit Hancock Eagles and the Harpersville Hornets. So we have ourselves a very unusual afternoon. Some ghosts in our equipment. They do things from time to time that are a little bit strange. And also, we had SATs in the area. So as a result, we have ourselves a delayed start on this game today. We'll pick up things as we get time. It will be the Deposit Hancock Eagles kicking off to the Harpersville Hornets. So the gentleman who is getting back ready to kick is going to be number 71. That is Blake Butler. Our ball is kicked up and away, and we'll catch up with all of our pregame show and our commercials in just a moment. The ball will be taken by Eric Storrs. Mr. Storrs running back from about the 20-yard line back to the 35, across the 35 to the 36. And he is going to be down there, and we will be underway momentarily. The pregame show for today's contest is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See their sales staff or give them a call at 563-4311. On the field, the Harpersville Hornets moving the football. The man who will be carrying it will be Isaac Gatto. He wears number 31. He is off to a good running start and picks up about 5 yards as he has the ball across the 40-yard line to the 41. Eric Storrs split to the near side this time. He brings a man over with him. That man who is defending him is Rocco Christian. The ball will be kept on the ground. A short gain. It looks to me like it is going to be Mason Dean, who will get down to about the 45. They'll spot it down at the 49. So that is 9, and it'll be a third down and about 1 to go. Ryan Slavik is again in a quarterback. He is a senior. 5'10", 160 pounds. In the backfield, Steve Lee, a sophomore, 5'5", 135. The hard-running Andrew Kimmel, number 34, also a sophomore, and Mason Dean, who we've talked about. And now it's going to be Andrew Kimmel who will get the first down as he picks up about 5. He's across midfield into Deposit Hancock territory. They'll spot that ball down at the 48-yard line. We're also going to see a lot of running by Isaac Gatto in the backfield. He is a senior, wears number 31. He is a 5'9", 180-pounder. The center in today's game for the Harpersville Hornets, Danny Smith, number 78. The guards will be Brendan Van Etten and Dylan McCaffrey. We saw both of them last week. The gentleman at tackle, a sophomore and a junior, sophomore Scott Gregory, 5'11", 230 pounds. And Nate Massey, number 77, he's also a heavyweight at 6'2", 245. He's a junior. And the two men who will be working the ends, Luke Johnson, number 19, a senior, and Eric Storrs, also a senior at 5'9". And we will catch up with the Deposit Hancock Eagles momentarily. Now we're ready to go after one of the running backs had to reposition his shoe. The ball will be kept on the ground. It's going to be Andrew Kimmel carrying again. Kimmel just bulling his way forward across the 45 to about the 44-yard line. Pick up of about 4 on that play. So this is one of those days when we've got overcast skies. It looked like the weather was going to be wet and rainy, and I was dreading that all along. However, it looks like at this point we did have a very, very brief shower, but that was about it. The ball will be kept on the ground. It's going to be Kimmel one more time, and he will get down. I believe it's going to be Steve Lee instead. Steve Lee manages to pump his way through the center of that line, pick up the first down. He gets down to about the 35, just inches high of the 35, and it will be another first down for the Harpersville Hornets, as they have been able to churn out the first 3 minutes of this ball game with one consistent drive. Split way out to the left side this time is going to be Storrs. Oops, somebody moves. It will be a 5-yarder against the Harpersville Hornets. It was definitely one of the Eagles that I saw go offsides, but they may say he was drawn offsides. No, they are going to assess it against Deposit Hancock, and they're going to move that ball back to the 30-yard line. That will bring up a 1st and 5 for the Hornets. I had a discussion with the coaches for Deposit Hancock. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The ball going to be kept on the ground. Slavik is going to have it lost, and look out. It's going to be grabbed off by number 2 for Deposit Hancock. Evan Thomas gets down and goes in for the touchdown. I want to see if we're no flags, and as a result, they are going to say Deposit will lead in this ball game. So Deposit, Evan Thomas, number 2, takes that ball and scampers in, 8:42, showing in period number 1, and it is a 6-0 ball game. And that was interesting because you saw after the sustained drive by Harpersville, all of a sudden, boom, it goes into the books on a long run, that one going from the 30, what would be 70 yards. So it would be a 70-yard scamper by Evan Thomas. And with that, Deposit, okay, getting first score. The ball is going to be run in. Ooh, number 26. That will be easily run in by Eli Holton Chandler. He makes that run, so the PAT run is good. And with that, we have ourselves an 8-0 ball game. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in 3 different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Barry Graves on a cloudy and misty Saturday afternoon of football. After the Deposit Hancock score that made it an 8-0 contest here at 8.5 minutes showing on the clock, period number 1, another Blake Butler kick is going to be way down to about the 20-yard line, and again, Speedy Steve Lee, the lightest man on the team, 5'5", 135 pounds. He gets back to the 30, and the Harpersville Hornets will take over from there. Isaac Addo into motion, and he is going to be grabbed right about at the line of scrimmage. He tried to get a leap, but it didn't go anywhere, and he is going to be stopped with about the two lengths of the football gain, and that's about it. Gatto, 5'9", senior, 180 pounds. So it was a big march by the Harpersville Hornets. They looked like they were on their way to a score. All of a sudden, a pitch went awry, and it was picked up by Evan Thomas of Deposit. And that was a big, long run for the touchdown. Flags on the play, and that is going to be called against, I believe, the Harpersville Hornets. The entire team is moving back. Now they're waiting for the referee to make the signal, and we'll go from there. But the entire Harpersville Hornet team has moved, but now they're going to say that it's against Hancock. So interesting. They're going to say the call was against Deposit Hancock, and they will be marching off. Now all of the Harpersville Hornets come back up to their original huddle location, 8:55, showing on the clock first period of play. Well, coming over the mountain today, we were listening to some of the interesting ball games that are going on, and there are a number of them. We'll try to catch up on them later. Look out. The ball is going to be taken by, I believe that's by Mason Dean. We'll have to see who gets off the bottom of the pile. And, no, it's going to be in number 70. Was that Scott Gregory? Yep, it was. Gain on that play of a couple yards that gets it down. Now they're... So, they're going to spot the ball down at the 38-yard line. He needs another good yard to get this one going. Still a bit mystified by that one. Ryan Slavik, long count, pitches the ball back, going to Gatto. Isaac Gatto not going to get first down. So it's going to be now a fourth down, and we'll say a loss on that play of about a yard. The ball is back to the 37-yard line. They've got to get to the 39. This field not in bad shape. There will be mud between the 30 and the 40, probably in both ends of the field before this ball game is over. It's going to be a kicking situation. Mason Dean gets ready to go. Woo! Now that will go for naught as a whole bunch of people for Deposit all jumped at once. And as a result, they are going to be called with an offsides. That means with a 5-yard penalty that that ball will be moved across the 40 to about the 42-yard line and first down Harpersville Hornets. 6:40 showing on the clock, opening quarter of this ball game. Remember, we were late starting today because of SATs, so mutually they agreed to go from a 1:30 to a 2:30 start. Now everybody's ready to go, and the ball will be carried by Andrew Kimmel. So Kimmel needs to get up to midfield before he'll get the first down. He's up to the 44, and he is brought down for a couple of yard gain. I made mention of the fact earlier that I was talking to the coaches over at Deposit Hancock, and I said, okay, which is it, Lumberjacks or Wildcats? And they said neither. For our joint football team, it's going to be called the Eagles. Man in motion. And it will be carried in there by Andrew Kimmel. This time he'll try the center of the line and pick up a couple more. It's across the 45 to the 47. That will bring up a third and four remaining. 5.5 minutes on the clock. Period number one. So for those of you who are longtime high school football watchers, you'll know that it's the Deposit Lumberjacks and the Hancock Wildcats. All of those names stay the same for all sports except football. And now we have another flag thrown. as Mason Dean went in motion, which he has done so many times, and one of the Hancock Wildcats moved, and that is going to be another five-yard penalty, and that will be enough for another first down. So now the ball moved across midfield to the 47.5-yard line over in Eagles territory. 5:10 showing on the clock. Deposit leading in this ballgame by an 8-0 score. Once again, it's going to be Mason Dean in motion. This time dropping back is going to be Slavik. He's got time to throw, and he intends it downfield for number 19. That would be Luke Johnson. The ball was a little bit underthrown. Johnson got a great jump on the ball, and he had his deposit Hancock defender both turned and tried to get to the ball. Johnson was the man who was able to have the best chance of getting it. It was close to an interception, but it goes for naught, and it will bring up a second and 10. The ball still at the 47-yard line. 4:50 showing on the clock. Dean in motion. Slavik pitches it back to him. Dean picks up a yard and is finally going to run into a wall of Eagles, and he will be stopped at about the 46-yard line, 45.5 perhaps. Short gain on that play, third and still 9. So we have settled into a game after a couple of mysterious delays earlier in the afternoon. It looks like things are going, and you're having your normal football game on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO. This time it's going to be Luke Johnson split to the near side. Gatto goes in motion. Slavik dropping back. He wants to pass, but look out. It will be a defender for Hancock, and the interception is going to be grabbed down by number 21, Rocco Christian. Christian is a senior. And with 4 minutes remaining in the opening quarter of this ball game, again, the Eagles have taken over possession. Harpersville always gets down to about the 30, 35-yard line, and then bingo, something has happened on both of their sustained drives. They lead in this ball game by an 8-0 score. So, for the Hornets, it's a defensive unit now. And barking out the signals will be Derek Lenio. Lenio going to pitch the ball out as he goes in there to Christian. Ooh, look out. Christian is fast. He gets lots of running room. He'll finally be brought down after the ball is across midfield. And he's going to be pushed out at about the 41-yard line, way across the field from us in front of the Eagles bench. Good gain of about 20 yards on that run. So Derek Lenio is at quarterback in the backfield. Two seniors and a junior. Tyler Phillips is the junior. Evan Thomas and Rocco Christian are the seniors. So Lenio brings his team up, looks up and down the line. They're going to send a man in motion, and dropping back is going to be Lenio. Now he's going to scramble with the ball. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is about all. We're also going to be seeing a lot of action in here from Eli Holton Chandler. He is a sophomore. He was the man who went in motion that time, drew people with him, and gave Lenio lots of time to look for the pass. The center in this contest, Josh Koch, he is a senior. The guards are Dan Babcock, a sophomore, and Chris Waitson, a senior. The tackles are sophomore David McKee and Blake Butler, a senior. Lenio has his team up. He sends a man in motion. That's going to be Phillips, and we will have whistles all over the place. And we will see. They're going to march off 5 yards against the Eagles, and that will bring up a second and 15 for them. Finishing the lineup, it will be Brett Baker, a senior at one end, and Will Lester, number 11, a junior at the other end. That call, if you didn't catch it from the field announcer, was delay of game, 3 minutes on the clock. Deposit leading in this ball game as the Eagles lead it 8-0. Lenio looking for a man, and the ball will be carried over on the far side. That looks like it may have been Eli Holden Chandler, and he's finally run out of bounds, gains a couple of those penalty yards back. It will bring up a third and 11, 2:47, the clock still running. We have a veteran team of officials. We'll try to spot them for you later on. They're out of the Binghamton area. 2.5 minutes on that clock. And I have my first mystery man of the day. We'll pick that up for you later on. Number 34 is in there, and I do not have him on any of our rosters. So as a result, we will see what the deal is there. The ball going to be kept on the ground. No gain on the play. It'll bring up a fourth down and 11. The clock runs down to 1:58. Now Sean Merrill coming into the ball game as he is making his first appearance. As dropping back is Blake Butler, he's getting ready to kick. The snap is back to the 45. His punt is away. It bounces once. It's finally going to be grabbed down. See if we can see. It was number 20 for the Mason Dean that time, getting it for the Hornets. Dean that time did not pick the ball up, as he was trying to find the handle, and all of a sudden somebody came by and hit him. No penalty on the play, but no run back either. The ball will be down at about the 11-yard line. First and 10 for the Harpersville Hornets there. 1:34, showing opening period of play. The Deposit Hancock Eagles leading in this ball game 8-0. Passing situation. Sweet play. Mason Dean that time got off to a great start. That ball went right off his fingertips as Slavic judged him perfectly. And with that, Mason Dean had an opening, and he could have been off to the races. As it is, second and 10. This time, both Luke Johnson and Mason Dean are split out. That makes the defense for Hancock go crazy. The pass will be on the far side, intended for Eric Storrs. Not complete. It will bring up a third and 10 as the Harpersville Hornets try to get out of their territory. They are deep in their territory. And we are going to have a very brief timeout called by the Harpersville Hornets. They trail in this ball game. 8-0 is our score. 1:28 showing on the clock. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the Catalog Outlet Store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to CatalogOutletOnline.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Curry Graves back here at Harpersville Central School for the game between the Deposit Hancock Eagles and the Harpersville Hornets. Here as we have another WCDO football game for you. In the contest last night, we saw Sydney roll over Unitego. And this, the second game of our doubleheader. Play for the Harpersville Hornets will go nowhere. The man carrying the ball that time, Andrew Kimmel, he is dropped for a loss of about a yard. So now with 1:13 showing on the clock, period number one, it's the kicking team coming in for the Hornets. And dropping back to do the receiving will be Eli Holton Chandler, the sophomore for the Eagles. He is back at the 45-yard line, not his own 45-yard line, the Harpersville 45. The kick is away. It is going to hit at the 30-yard line and take a Hornet bounce and go out to about the 38. And the deposit Hancock Eagles will just let it roll because they have excellent field position. The ball stops at the 38. Now they're going to say it's going to be roughing the kicker penalty against deposit Hancock, and that will change the complexion of this ball game greatly. Remember, we have 44.2 seconds remaining in the first period of this contest. Coming up next weekend, we have a couple of cool games for you. Windsor will be playing at Unitego in our Friday night contest. It's homecoming game up at Unitego. And then Bainbridge-Guilford will be traveling to Walton, and it will be homecoming on a Saturday afternoon over at Walton. So very important games. So the ball is going to be handed off to number two, Evan Thomas. As play resumes, he carries for the Eagles. He will get no appreciable running room. He'll pick up about 3 yards as that gets the ball to the 35-yard line. We're inside 30 seconds now. Derek Lenio, coming in with a play from the far sideline, has his team lined up and ready to go. The Harpersville Hornet defense is set. Splitting out, way out, is going to be number 34. He is our mystery man for deposit Hancock. We'll see if we can get a correct number on him soon. The ball will be fired over to Brett Baker, and Baker is going to be see that one go as an incomplete. They'll say forward pass, but that one came definitely off to the near side, and we're down to 0.3 seconds, and we will get ready to go for the quarter break here momentarily. As we said, 0.3 seconds, all that's on the clock. The ball is at the 35. It's going to be a third and about 7. And then we will find ourselves the quarter. For those of you just joining us, deposit Hancock leading in this ball game by an 8-0 score. Okay, now Derek Lenio has things ready to go, and I believe he is going to be calling timeout. So we've got a pause in the action. Timeout, deposit Hancock. You're listening to live football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get 2 slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves back here for now the last play of the first quarter, as it is going to be Derek Lenio. Oh, he's going to scramble. He's got lots of time, and he is going to fire the ball down complete to number 9. That is Brett Baker, and that is going to put the deposit Hancock Eagles in excellent field position, as will open the second quarter. As now the first quarter has run out, and while they change the ends of the field, we will see them moving way down to the other end of the field, and it looks like they'll be taking over at about somewhere in the neighborhood of the 13-yard line. We'll know in just a moment after they readjust the line chains and get things ready to go. You're listening to Live Football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
So Lenio pitches it back to Rocco Christian, and Christian will not get any running room at all as he is going to be stopped at just about the line of scrimmage. They may give him the length of the football, but that's it. Period number two, Deposit Hancock Eagles leading in this ball game by an 8-0 score as Evan Thomas broke open and went the distance of the field, 70-some-odd yards, early in the first period of play. Number seven churning with the ball, that is Tyler Phillips. That may be the first time he has carried the ball. This time he goes around the left end, gets good running room, gains about 9 on that play. Just short of the first down by inches, 11:17 on the clock, second period of play. Derek Lenio, the quarterback, in the backfield. He has Rocco Christian, Evan Thomas, and Tyler Phillips. Now Josh Kotz, the center, breaks out of the huddle, and everybody's up and ready to go. Lenio sends a man in motion, and now he's scrambled. Ooh, and it's going to be a very short gain. Let's see, will it be enough for the first down? I believe it is. The linesman feels that it is. Now they're going to put the ball down at about the 5-yard line and finally give the signal. And we'll see. It is going to be... It's funny, they never gave the first down signal that time. They just simply are allowing the Deposit Hancock Eagles the opportunity to see keep the defensive or the offensive unit going. Catch out over the football now. Lenio right behind him. He's ready to go. And he will drop back and go to, let's see, workhorse number seven, Tyler Phillips. Phillips getting down very close to the first down. Let's see, or the touchdown. He has the ball at about the 1-yard line. So third and goal to go from the one. 10:13, second period of play. Deposit Hancock leading in this ball game by an 8-0 score. Now the Eagles are ready to go again. The Harpersville Hornet defense really chugging in. Longer than usual count. The ball kept on the ground. Tyler Phillips goes in untouched. So with 9:49 in the second period of play, all right, we're going to say that it will be a 1-yard plunge in there by Tyler Phillips. As Tyler Phillips, no one got a hand on him that time. He just ran it on in. And let's see. The score is up to 14-0 now. And it is going to be batted away. Mason Dean managed to get that pass, or get his hand on that pass. It went in there from Derek Lenio. It was intended for the aforementioned Tyler Phillips, but batted away by Mason Dean. So the PAT attempt will be no good, and our score will stay 14 points for Deposit Hancock, 0 for the Harpersville Hornets. We'll be back with a kickoff coming up in just a moment. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football on WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Blake Butler about ready to kick as we get underway. 9:49, period number two. The Deposit Hancock Eagles over the Harpersville Hornets by a 14-0 score. Harry Graves back here at Harpersville High School on a very overcast Saturday afternoon. Butler approaches the ball. Good kick. It's going to be bobbled by Dean at the 20-yard line. Now Mason Dean picks it up, goes forward a couple of yards. Excuse me, that was Eric Storrs, I believe, who got that football. At about the 25, and he is going to be down there. So number 25, Eric Storrs, a senior, 5'9", 157 pounds. He managed to get that ball on about one bounce because he wasn't able to cleanly field it. And by the time he got a hold of that football, he had company downfield at the 25-yard line. So it will now be Slavic and company. So Ryan Slavic sends Mason Dean in motion. He pitches the ball back to Mason Dean, who is going to pass it. And what a play that was. Eric Storrs downfield had the opportunity to get that football, but Rocco Christian was playing defense, and there are flags all over the place. Neither one of them touched the football. We will not try to second-guess the officials. We'll wait for the call to come from the officials. But they're picking up the football and the flags, and they will bring it back. And I dare say that it's probably going to be against the Deposit Hancock team. So the Eagles now have the unenviable position of having to move back. And we'll see, where are they going to spot the football? I believe you're going to find it's going to be a personal foul problem. Now they're going to say they're offsetting. So they had a personal foul called against the Harpersville Hornets. I have no clue. That was probably on Eric Storrs. And it looked like there was contact made by Rocco Christian. The penalties are offsetting, so that brings up a first and 10. Man goes in motion, and the ball will be kept on the ground, and Kimmel will get a good gain on that as he gets an 8-yard pickup. He gets across the 30-yard line and is finally going to be stopped by a couple of Eagles who managed to get a hand on him. Ryan Slavik, in at quarterback, has been there all game, but we've seen four different men as running backs so far in this contest. This time, Mason Dean goes in motion. The ball is going to be bobbled, and there's going to be a scramble for it, and they're going to say that it's going to be picked up by Deposit Hancock. A very dejected Ryan Slavik that time lost the handle on the football. It bounced around a couple of times. Slavik made a dive for it but couldn't come up with it. And it will once again be Deposit Hancock with the football. So far in this season, this has not been one of the red letter seasons for Deposit Hancock. They, in this season, had amassed a two-loss record after getting their opening game win. Oh, loose ball. This time it looks like it's going to be picked up by Harpersville. So we'll see. We'll, again, wait for the official signal. And come on. They're going to switch footballs. That's a pretty good indication as the football for Deposit is being returned to the far side. And they're bringing in a Harpersville football and putting it down. Okay, here we go. Eric Storr split to the near side. It is going to be Ryan Slavik and company. They're going to send the man in motion, and the ball will be, whoop, look out. It is going to be loose on the pitch, and it will be grabbed down, and, oh, there's a flag on the play. There's a flag on the play. A good run that went back as it was recovered in there by one of the Hancock, one of the Deposit Hancock Eagles. I'm staring at the situation and seeing. That's going to be against. It is going to be against Deposit Hancock. And that will probably nullify a fine run by Danny Babcock. Babcock took that ball and went on in for the touchdown. But they're going to call it back. It will be Deposit Hancock ball. They got the fumble recovery. But it is going to be spotted down at about the 21-22-yard line. And it will be Deposit Hancock. They lead in this ballgame 14-0. But now they will have a first and 10 from the 21-yard line. Instead of being up by three touchdowns, they're up by two. Well, we made mention of the fact earlier that Deposit Hancock has one win, two losses. They had one game canceled during the flood. Harpersville has two wins and one loss. They also had a game canceled by the flood. And now we are going to be having a timeout called by the Harpersville Hornets. So we got a break in the action. It is a 14-0 Eagles lead over the Hancock Hornets. Excuse me, over the Harpersville Hornets football on a Saturday afternoon at your station for sports, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It is going to be Derek Lenio in a little pop screen pass, but flags are flying again. 8.5 minutes showing on the clock. Period number two. Meeting of the officials at about the 20-yard line. And we will see. They're going to say it's a holding violation against the Deposit Hancock Eagles. They're having a conversation with one of the co-captains of the Harpersville Hornets. Now the signal has come up that, yep, we're going to take the penalty. And we're talking it over with Danny Smith. He is one of the captains here for the Harpersville Hornets. Isaac Gatto is a captain, so is Dusty Carroll, and so is Danny Smith. Now they move the ball out to the 30-yard line. It's right on the chalk mark. And it will be a first down and 15 for the Eagles. They switch a couple of men. Now send a man in motion. And dropping back is going to be Lenny. Oh, he's going to keep the ball himself. He'll not get great running room. Pick up 2, maybe 3 yards. It looks like he's down to about the 27-yard line. The clock's still running. 8:27 showing on the clock. Period number two. As we said, the Eagles leading in this ball game by 2 touchdowns, 14-0. Harpersville, the line just digging in right along the 25-yard line. Now a momentary pause, and finally the official gives the signal and gets everybody going. Split out to the near side. One man. A pass is intended out there, looking like it went to number 9. That would be Brett Baker. And Baker had one of the Harpersville Hornets batted away. And once again, we see Dusty Carroll, Mr. Excitement on defense in the heart of that defensive line for the Harpersville Hornets. He's actually a backfield man, but he is right in the center of everything. Finally, the Eagles have the play set. Dropping back, Lenio wants the pass. Ooh, he intends it out there for Rocco Christian. Christian had not turned around and couldn't see that play developing. And when he did turn around, it looked like he was coming over the wrong shoulder to be able to catch that ball. So the Eagles on offense now have a third, and we'll call it about 14 to go. They lead in this ball game by 2 touchdowns. 14-0 is our score. And Lenny, a long count this time. And he pitches the ball back, and it's going to be passed in there by number 21, Rocco Christian. He fires it downfield intended for Brett Baker. The play is broken up, and that is going to be a first down for the Harpersville Hornets. They will take over at the 20-yard line, 25-yard line, check that. Ball, the length of the football high of the 25. 7:45 showing on the clock. So Ryan Slavik and company now take over for Harpersville. They trail in this ballgame, 14-0. Deposit Hancock leads it. Oh, the ball is going to be handed off to the first man through. And who do you want that to be? I believe that you'll find that that was Andrew Kimmel on the carry. Gain of a couple on that play. That moves the ball up to about the 29, almost the 30-yard line. Isaac Gatto coming out of the ball game. 7:19. And Ryan Slavik taking his time in the huddle. Now he breaks out, brings Eric Storrs to the near side, way over on the far side. Another man split out. And the ball will be kept on the ground. And it's going to be Andrew Kimmel who will get up very close to first down territory. It all matters where they spot that ball down. He has it out to about the 38, and now the sign comes down. First down, Harpersville. 7 minutes even on the clock, period number two. Harry Graves here at Harpersville on an overcast but rain-free so far Saturday afternoon. We did have about 2 minutes of rain coming in, and I thought the worst, and then it has pretty much held off since then. Play on the ground. Ooh, look out. There's going to be no gain at all. Andrew Kimmel, excuse me, number 43 that time. Jonathan Pomeroy carrying the ball. Pomeroy, not a big player. He got crunched. He is a sophomore. And let my eyes look at what we got here. He's 5'7", 138 pounds. Ball will be down to about the 39-yard line. Mason Dean goes in motion, going from left to right. The ball will be kept on the ground. Ooh, look out. Everybody's scrambling for it, and we'll see. Who comes up off the bottom of that pile? It's going to be number 34. That is Andrew Kimmel. So no gain by Kimmel. It will bring up a third and 12. This is an interesting rivalry up and down, we'll call it Interstate 88, or not Interstate 88, up and down Route 17. So these, you could almost call it, there isn't a direct route between Deposit and Harpersville. Anyway, a good rivalry. The ball is going to be carried in there. Boo, and now it's going to be stripped away from the ball carrier number four, Ryan Slavik, and it will be brought down, I believe they're going to say, by the Eagles. Yep, the chains are being moved, and the ball will be first and 10 for Deposit Hancock at the 40-yard line. So the ball being controlled in Harpersville territory. And all of the play has been, in fact, it's interesting here because we have lots of mud showing on the field from about the 20-yard line up to about the 40. And then from the 40 to the 40, it's almost green grass. And then there's another light patch of mud at about the 35 to the 40 at the other end of the field. The ball will be into the hands of Tyler Phillips. Phillips will pick up five as he is going to run down to about the 35-yard line before he's finally pushed out of bounds. We'll say just shy of a five-yard pickup. 5 minute minutes even on the clock, period number two. Deposit Hancock leading in this ball game 14-0 over the Harpersville Hornets. Derek Lenio in at quarterback, comes back and hands it off to number 21, Rocco Christian, and he may very well have the first down as he gets inside the 30, close to the 25 before he is finally stopped. So another first down for the Eagles. As Derek Lenio, a senior, and Rocco Christian and Evan Thomas, both seniors in that backfield, also Tyler Phillips, a junior for Deposit Hancock. They keep the drive alive. This time it's going to be handed off again to Rocco Christian again, and he will get more running room. And it's going to be flag on that play. We'll see who that's going to be on. 4:38 showing on the clock. And they're going to say it's going to be holding against the Deposit Hancock Eagles. That will march the ball back to about the 34.5-yard line. And that will mean first down again. And it will be first in about almost 18 yards. So 4:36, period number two of this contest. Now Josh Koch breaks out of the huddle. So does the rest of the team for Deposit Hancock. Derek Lenio barks out his signals. He goes to the... Oh, now he's going to pull the ball back and run it himself. Now he'll pass at the very last moment. And it is going to be a wrestle out of bounds. We'll see. I believe that they say that that was number 26 who caught that ball. That is Eli Holton Chandler. A gentleman with a hyphenated name. Pickup of about three on that play as they'll get down to about the 23-yard line. Now the white cap starts the clock at 3:45 left as we march toward halftime. The Eagles leading in this ball game by 2, 14-0. Two touchdowns, all that have been scored in this contest. Hands off to Rocco Christian. Christian got a scamper out of bounds at the far side as he will go across the 20 and then out of bounds and gain about 2, maybe 3 yards. as he will get it down now to, we'll say, and our angle is a little bit poor, but it'll bring up a third, and we'll call it a long two. The ball probably at about the 18-yard line. Now Koch and company out of the huddle. Split out to the near side. It is going to be one of the players. Can't spot who. We've got a couple of mystery men in here for Deposit Hancock, and we probably will not be able to find out who those gentlemen are. We don't have a member of the team up here filming today. We'll see if we can find it at halftime. We have a number 12 that we don't know who it is. We also have a number 34, and we don't know who that is. So 3 minutes approaching on the clock, period number two. It is going to be first down for the Eagles. First and goal to go, as a matter of fact. Long count. Lenny, you're going to the first man through. That is going to be number 23, Martha Shaver. We have not seen Shaver holding the ball at all so far. He will pick up a couple of yards as he gets down to about the 5-yard line. So Marcus Shaver, a junior, getting an opportunity to get positive yardage for the Deposit Hancock Eagles. 2:26, clock running as we're down in the second quarter. Now Lenio, long count, drops back, goes in there to number 21, Rocco Christian, and Christian will go in for about a 4-yard gain on that play and a touchdown. So Rocco Christian now once again adding to the score. It becomes 20-0 in favor of the Deposit Hancock Eagles. I think it is going to be an interesting time in the locker room for both teams because this is going counter to what you would have expected on paper. The ball will be kicked up, and it is going to be no good. That one going off to the left. So the PAT kick is going to be the PAT attempt is no good, and at 2:09, as we approach halftime, it is a 20-0 contest. You're listening to live football on a Saturday afternoon. Harry Graves here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves back here, 2:09, as we are heading toward halftime. The Deposit Hancock Eagles lead in this contest 20-0. As they are saying, we want it to be a good bus ride home. Long kick by Brett Butler. Going to be taken in by number 7. That is going to be our old buddy Steve Lee. Lee gets back to about the 30-yard line, and finally he is going to be hammered down. They'll say at about the 32-yard line. And the Harpersville Hornets now go on the move. So the Harpersville Hornets came out early in this contest and had a very long, sustained drive that just went the length of the football field. But then the ball was capped up on a bad pitch as they were down to about the 30-yard line. A big run back put Deposit Hancock on the board, and they have never given it up from there. The ball kept on the ground. And let's see. It's Isaac Gatto. Gatto carries it up for a gain as we have it out to about the 39-yard line. Give him about 8 on that carry, and it'll bring up a second and a long 2. 1:30, and breaking out of the huddle very quickly, the Harpersville Hornets. They say, we'd like to get on the scoreboard before the first half is over. And the ball kept on the ground again, and it will be carried in there by Kimmel, and Andrew Kimmel getting up across the 40. So now he's gotten one of the two that they needed. 1:11 showing on the clock. Third and a very, very short yard to go. Eric Storrs split to the near side, barking out the signals. Ryan Slavik. And now he hands it off in there to Kimmel. Kimmel gets the first down. But the thing about keeping the ball on the ground is that it doesn't give you that explosiveness that you want. So the first down will stop the clock, 52.3 seconds. The chains are being moved and time is being called. So timeout Harpersville as they want to regroup. And the Eagles go to the far sideline. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Slavik trying to score with 52 seconds. He puts the ball in the air, and it's going to be complete. Complete in there to Mason Dean. Number 20, Mason Dean. Manages to get the first down. He gets across midfield to about the 42-yard line, and that stops the clock at 46.1 seconds. Split out to the near side. Eric Storrs. Ryan Slavik trying to get things going. He drops back. The ball is going to be picked off. It is going to be number 26. And the interception there is going to be Eli Holton Chandler. Flags have flown. So we'll have to see what it is. But an interception of Ryan Slavik's pass is going to be a penalty against the Eagles. So now 27.7 seconds showing on the clock as we are in the second period. They will explain all of the options to the co-captains for the Harpersville Hornets. It is going to be first down Hornets. They'll say the interception stands. So that is going to be a run back to about the 45 after they account for the penalty. And it will be first and 10 for the Eagles. The Harpersville defensive unit is in there. Josh Koch now comes up over the football. Derek Lenio is right up there, too. We have ourselves a long count. Dropping back is Lenio. Lenio wants to pass, and he is complete down there to Brett Baker. Now, Baker runs out of bounds at the 36-yard line. So Brett Baker has a complete forward pass as he makes that successful reception. 18.2 seconds showing on the clock. They move the ball back into the hash mark. As we said, the Eagles lead in this contest over the Harpersville Hornets, 20-0. 18.2 seconds. The clock has stopped. The ball is back now to Lenio. Lenio trying to go way downfield to number 21. That is Rocco Christian. That will eat up 6 seconds, 12.9 seconds remaining on the clock. So time for one more play. Lenio, exercising his arm, led that man a long way that time, and Christian just couldn't catch up to it. And he was being matched step by step by a defender. Back at the line of scrimmage, Lenio comes on back, takes the snap. He wants to pass again, but this time Rocco Christian was the intended receiver. He went down and cut right. Had he caught left, he would have caught up to that football. 8.7 seconds remaining. Fourth and a yard. But again, expect to see deposit Hancock pass. If they've got any opportunity, they don't care about the first down. They want the TD. Lenio dropping back, keeps it on the ground. He goes for the first down, 4.4 seconds, and they do call an immediate timeout. They'll say we'll have time for one more play. So while the Eagles regroup, we have ourselves a break. You're listening to live football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Curry Graves here at Harpersville. The Deposit Hancock Eagles leading the Harpersville Hornets 20-0 with 4.4 seconds left until halftime. Both teams back out on the field. The ball is going to be dropped back. Lenio is going to have to scramble. He wants to throw. He has a man downfield. He goes down for Tyler Phillips. Phillips leaps high into the air, but it was way over his head. As we saw Lenio cock that arm and throw one. So we move into the halftime locker room with the score. Deposit Hancock shutting out the Harpersville Hornets by a 20-0 score. Our halftime report is being brought to you by the fine folks at Morabito and Sons. Morabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your home energy and driving dollar. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products, Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. And with that, we will move to our halftime show. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDO.